Okay.
Thank you. Do they have copies of them up there?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh. Sure.
All set? Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the June 10th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone. We have some celebrations, proclamations, and communications up front. Our council calendar involves sometimes mayoral proclamations about people or issues that we care about, and that's part of our agenda this morning. Then we have five people signed up to speak to the council, and then we'll talk about the regular council agenda after that. So let's start, please, with a proclamation that Commissioner Novick would like to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I do have a proclamation to read, but I have a whole bunch of other stuff to say first, so get comfortable. I'm honored the council is honored to host a day of recognition and appreciation for Midge Purcell, who for nearly 10 years has served as the Urban League of Portland's Director of Advocacy and Public Policy. Midge, along with her husband, is returning to the United Kingdom, where she previously worked as a social justice organizer and where her son and daughter now live. Since 2005, Midge Purcell has led the Urban League of Portland's work on community organizing, civic engagement, and social policy advocacy. During her tenure, she spearheaded the State of Black Oregon Report and coordinated the Urban League's efforts to implement the report's policy recommendations on employment, education, health equity, housing, child welfare, and criminal justice. The State of Black Oregon wasn't published simply to chronicle the persistent disparities that African Americans experience in this city and throughout this state. No, Midge Purcell is a woman of action, a leader and a true believer that we can and must do better to build a thriving community for all of us and our families. The State of Black Oregon is a roadmap for action. In his introduction to the 2009 State of Black Oregon report, Marcus Mundy, former executive director of the Urban League, describes the report as a, quote, a bold policy agenda unveiled in the depths of a severe recession, and said that we must empower all our children here in Oregon with that knowledge and with the tools they need to put it to work. Midge Purcell led much of that work on many of the Urban League's initiatives over these last 10 years, and a lot of Midge's work has directly affected the city of Portland and has challenged us to institute policies and practices to improve workforce and community equity. Under her leadership, the Urban League was a founding member of the Diversity and Civic Leadership Partnership within the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, and I think that we have Amalia Alarcon-Demores here to say a little bit about that later on. The Diversity and Civic Leadership Partnership pioneered community engagement and leadership development for communities of color, which are underrepresented within Portland's traditional neighborhood involvement structures. To support the DCL, Midge established the Social Justice and Civic Leadership Program that has trained and supported nearly 200 community leaders, many of whom have gone on to make considerable contributions to boards, commissions, and other leadership roles within organizations and make changes within the county, regional, and regional governments and the state legislature. During her time in Portland, Midge was also a founding member of the Public Involvement Advisory Council. She helped develop guidelines and policy recommendations for citywide public involvement and provided support and advice to the city on implementing shared public involvement guidelines and best practices. Midge was the convener of the Partnership for Racial Equity in the City of Portland, which produced the Racial Equity Strategy Guide. This guide was integral to the formation of the Office of Equity and Human Rights and is increasingly used in city bureaus and regional government to help craft racial equity policies and practices. Most recently, Midge's work with the city has been around initiatives to improve employment opportunities for those with criminal histories and ongoing efforts to increase the minimum wage and efforts to improve workforce equity. I also want to thank Midge for her support around our initiative to implement a socially responsible investment policy for the City of Portland. In the state legislature, Midge was part of efforts to raise the visibility of communities of color and their issues in the state legislative process. Midge is the founder of the Racial Equity Report Card Project, which tracks legislative progress on racial justice issues in the state legislature. The report was produced by a coalition of organizations, including the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, Basic Rights Education Fund, CAUSA, the Center for Intercultural Organizing, the Partnership for Safety and Justice, the Western State Center, and, of course, the Urban League of Portland. Midge has also been integral to coalition efforts such as the Oregon Health Equity Alliance and Fair Shot Coalition that have made a significant impact on the rollout of Oregon's healthcare reform by elevating equity and promoting cultural competency training for Oregon's healthcare providers. Finally, Midge is a humble leader whose urgency and passion is infectious. Midge has been at the forefront of Portland's movement to create an equitable and sustainable community for all Portlanders and Oregonians. I'd like to close, well, not quite close, with a comment that Mitch made back in 2012 right here in these council chambers. In reflecting on the tremendous outreach effort that led to the Portland Plan, Mitch said, "Portland is going to look very different in 25 years, one way or another. We have a choice. Either we leave communities behind and we allow poverty, poor health, and social and economic disparities to worsen, or we build a city that hundreds of Portlanders said they wanted to see, where everyone has the opportunity to prosper and contribute to a creative, innovative, and globally successful city. I am inspired by Midge's vision and hope that we can all commit to continuing to build that community where everyone has the opportunity to prosper." Finally, I have to say that I think today represents the fifth great moment in U.S.-British relations. We won the first round in the 1770s and 1780s. Then we took over as the dominant world power after World War II. Then the British invasion in the 1960s represented a step forward for Britain and a step back for the United States as their music took over. Then we won a round when we got Amanda Fritz to move to the United States. But now today, they win a round. They won two out of the last three. I guess they're coming back. Thank you, Mitch. And now, the official proclamation. Whereas the Urban League of Portland was established in 1945 to empower African Americans and other Oregonians to achieve equality in education, employment, and economic security. And whereas Mitch Purcell has advanced this mission during her 10-year tenure as the Urban League of Portland's Director of Advocacy and Public Policy. And whereas at the Urban League of Portland, Mitch Purcell has led the organization's work on community organizing, civic engagement, and social policy advocacy. And Midge has also established the Social Justice and Civic Leadership Program that has trained and supported nearly 200 community leaders, many of whom have gone on to make considerable contributions to boards and commissions and assume other leadership roles throughout the state of Oregon. And whereas Midge Purcell spearheaded the seminal 2009 State of Black Oregon Report, which sparked the exponential growth of a social justice dialogue in Portland and guided the publication of the second State of Black Oregon Report, released in 2015, which provides an important update and a roadmap to address longstanding inequities in our city and state. And whereas Midge Purcell has coordinated the Urban League of Portland's efforts to implement the report's policy recommendations on the intersection of issues affecting the well-being and progress of Black communities, including employment, education, health equity, housing, child welfare, and criminal justice. And whereas Midge Purcell convened the Partnership for Racial Equity at the City of Portland, which produced the Racial Equity Strategy Guide that is increasingly used by city bureaus and regional government to help craft racial equity policies. And whereas Midge Purcell founded the Racial Equity Report Card Project that tracks and evaluates legislative progress on racial justice issues in the Oregon State Legislature. And whereas, through her endless energy, vision, and demand for social justice, Midge Purcell has inspired a new generation of community leaders and social justice advocates committed to the civic participation and forward thinking needed to ensure Portland's socially sustainable future. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, do hereby proclaim June 10th, 2015 to be Midge Purcell Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
Midge, we're going to give you a chance for a rebuttal. Come on up. Please come up if you'd like. Love to hear from you. There's Amalia. Good. Got reinforcements.
We all got the memo.
Good morning.
Good morning. I will be brief, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Nikenge Harmon-Johnson, the new president and CEO of the Urban League of Portland. Commissioner Novick, I want to thank you and your aide, Brian Hockaday, especially, for spearheading this proclamation in celebration of our own Midge Purcell. I am delighted to be here today. Along with the chairman of our board, Lorenzo Poe, and members of our board who are in the room with us today, as well as two of my predecessors who are here, current and former staff who have also joined us in this room. I'd like to say that, Midge, this is a testament to your leadership, to the passion that you have shown and that we try so hard to emulate in our work. that all of these folks have shown up here today to celebrate you, and many, many more have done so online, on Facebook, on Twitter, and via email to say, this is such a great idea to have a Mitch Purcell Day, and we should have done it sooner.
Thanks.
We know that you are leaving us, but we know that your heart remains, and we certainly appreciate all that you have done for the Urban League, for the city of Portland, and for our state as a whole. Thank you, Mitch.
Thanks, Dikinke. Thank you very much. Amalia, you want to have the next word and give her the last word?
I will. Good morning.
Unless there are others that want to speak too.
Mayor Hales and commissioners. My name is Amalia Alarcón de Morris, and I am the director of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. It gives me great joy to have been asked to speak today about Mitch Purcell, a woman I love and admire very much. Mitch has been working with ONI's Jerry Jimenez, formerly known as Williams, managing our DCL partnership with the Urban League. But I personally got to know her during our efforts at the Portland Plan Equity and Civic Involvement TAG. For over 2 years, a core group of us bonded over the joys and sorrows of trying to convince our bureaucracy about the importance of equity for Portland's future. Mitch's insights, clear analysis, strategic thinking, and her sense of humor kept us going through the endless rewrites and frustrations of having our rewrites rewritten. During that time, someone began calling our group, comprised of Midge, Lisa Bates, Danielle Brooks, Dora Perry, Desiree Williams-Raji, the late, great Afifa Ahmed Shafi, and me, the equity ladies. On days that were especially frustrating, Midge dubbed us the somewhat less dignified sad bastards. And on days when we wanted to walk away, we would organize a sad bastard happy hour and recharge our batteries and come back to the table. Midge will tell you that all her efforts were team efforts, and that is true, but it leaves out the fact that every team needs a leader, someone who points the way, jumps into the work, someone who inspires the team to keep going until the work is done, and that is Mitch Purcell. Leadership development, wildly successful get-out-the-vote efforts, policy changes, not one but two State of Black Oregon reports, and the Ban the Box efforts are just some of the ways Midge has worked to make Portland a better place for all Portlanders. Her work and that of the DCL colleagues from the Latino Network, ERCO, NEA, and CIO was recognized this year by Harvard University Kennedy School of Government for being one of their top 10 identified innovations in American government. I cannot say that enough. It makes me giddy. I'll probably say it again. Top 10 innovations in American government. That's Harvard University. Midge is a brilliant woman. She taught me about getting clear and being strategic, about letting go of the battle in favor of winning the war, about releasing personal hurt from injuries caused by systems in service of changing those systems for the better. She taught me that if you can't change it right now, you can find fellowship, laugh at it, and yourself, and get up and try again tomorrow. All this she did with the utmost humility and generosity of spirit. I spoke with Midge yesterday and asked her if there was anything she would want me to say today. True to form, she said that none of the work she has done in Portland during her tenure would have happened without the ONI DCL grant that seeded the creation of her department. Though I doubt that, I will take it and maybe put in for my retirement, quitting while I'm ahead. I feel privileged to have been a part of Midge's movement during her time here, glad to have worked with her and planned with her and grieved with her and celebrated with her. Saying goodbye to such a positive force is not easy, but it is mitigated by the knowledge that the next Sad Bastards happy hour will be in London. Thank you, Mitch Purcell, for your brilliance, for your friendship. We will carry on your vision. Portland's loss is London's gain. Safe journeys and Godspeed.
Wow. Mayor Hales, commissioners, I want to thank you all so very, very much for this recognition. And also have the opportunity to thank Nikenge, the past presidents and CEOs of the Urban League that I've had the privilege to serve under, who have supported my work unstintingly, who are in the room, Marcus Mundy and Michael Alexander. And we have several of our board members here, so I would like to thank them. I am so aware that whatever achievements that have been made, they are not the achievements of one person, never can be, but of many. And many of them are in the room. I will, however, call out my staff. I've had the privilege of working with the best team in the city of Portland. They are dedicated, they are smart, they are young, and they are invested into making Portland and this state a better place. When I came to Portland 10 years ago, I had no idea what I would find here. What I found was one of the most engaged communities that I had ever experienced in my 40 years, yes, I did say 40, 40 years of working in social justice. I found communities that were passionate about being strong advocates to address the needs of their communities, which, as our State of Black Oregon shows, are many, and also the partners that we've worked in within DCL and our coalitions, communities of color, the needs of our communities are many. I found a city leadership in the council, in our current mayor and our former mayors, Potter and Adams, that want to do the right thing and understand that racism and poverty and disparity is unsustainable for a city. When I came here, our slogan was the city of Portland, the most sustainable city. And we had a discussion that it can't be sustainable if the disparities that we revealed continue. And I think that this council and our former leaders understand that. They get it. There's still much to do. I won't speak very long. But there is still much to do, as our 2015 State of Black Oregon has revealed. I know our organization and many people in this room will continue to do that work. We're looking forward to passing a strong ban the box ordinance, plug, in the city of Portland. We're looking forward to continue to expand workforce diversity and employment opportunities and affordable housing in the city of Portland. We're committed to having strong and equitable contracting and procurement policies, and we are also committed to continuing to work for accountable policing in the city. So I won't be here physically, but I will be here in spirit. And I'm also accessible on Skype. I'm very opinionated about what happens to this city, and I hope people will continue to ask me. Wherever I will be, Portland will always be in my heart. So thank you very, very much for this honor, and thank you very much for supporting the work that we've engaged in over the last 10 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Council members, any comments? I'd love to take a photo with you and perhaps current and former Urban League presidents, CEOs, and your board, but let's hear from our colleagues.
Very briefly, Midge, you will be greatly missed. I hate to overgeneralize, but I think the world is divided into two kinds of people. People who talk about problems and people who roll up their sleeves and try to address and solve problems. And you are so conspicuously in the latter camp. And I was just reflecting as Steve read the proclamation on all the good fights that you've led and all the change that you've brought about. And there were some things that weren't mentioned, like the work you did to make sure there was a community garden with the Urban League, something that didn't get a lot of attention but wouldn't have happened without your passion. And all the causes. We're losing your voice, but we're losing more than your voice. Today we learned the Coalition for a Livable Future is closing its doors. So when we talk about what kind of sustainable future we want, we're losing two powerful voices. So as we say goodbye to you today and thank you for your service, I think we also have to acknowledge that we're all going to have to step up to fill the void. And that's the challenge that I think you leave us with. So thank you for your service, and thank you for your friendship, and thank you for just the outstanding way that you addressed the fight and the cause. And all of us are rooting for you in the next glorious chapter of your life.
I just want to thank you again for all your service to our city, and I think you've really helped to help the Urban League to sort of right the ship, and you and the previous executive directors and the current executive director, I think you've sort of been there through some leadership turmoil, and I think the ship has been righted, and I look forward to the solid leadership that the Urban League has been providing over the last 5, 6, 7 years, and have really become a very effective voice in our city.
Thank you.
For all people in our city. And
thank you.
You've been part of that voice, so thank you.
I was reflecting when Amalia was talking about the Portland plan and the endless rewrites and the reports I got from both Dora Perry and from you and from Mitch about how things were going, and how it was difficult. This has been really difficult work, and we're certainly not where we need to be yet. But as my colleagues have said, I think we're on the right path, and that's in large part thanks to you, Mitch, and the work that you and the Urban League have done, establishing a partnership. And that's what we're hoping to do in the Department of Justice settlement process, is to figure out how do we work together to acknowledge past hurt and correct it and make sure that in the future everyone has the opportunity to be their best selves. So thank you very much. I'll be in London in mid-August, so maybe we can get a head start on the rest with the pub crawl. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Well, Midge, I've had a couple of chances to say thank you and bravo, but let me add this, and that is I think I'm proud of our city because of what you've proved possible, that it's possible for someone to come here and with passion and energy make a difference. And I like living in a city where that is possible, and I want to reflect your comments about that. And I think you've also shown people how to lead, so that I think you also are going to leave that pattern of effectiveness behind you, that you lead with both facts and numbers and hard and fast things, which the state of Black Oregon shows us. Here is a clear, empirically valid picture of reality, and you've been very insistent about that. But then you have to use your heart. And we've got the facts here, but here's why it matters. And I think that model is how you get things done. And you've really shown people that again, you can show up, get your facts in order, make the case, and then with passion, move people's hearts. And I hope we're always a city where it is possible for someone to show up, make a difference, if they are passionate, if they are true to their beliefs, and if they are relentless like you've been, you really can do it. And I so salute you for showing people the way to lead. And I think that's a great legacy that you've left here, and hopefully we'll keep finding new leaders who will reflect that approach and how they take on the challenges that you've pointed out. So thank you. We'd love to take a photo to commemorate this with Amalia and Nkinge, and if we could invite Michael and Marcus and your board members to join us. We'd love to get everybody in the room who's your friend in the picture, but I don't think we've got a lens that wide. So come on up front.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. We'll transition.